Good morning, everyone. How are you this morning? Is God good? Is God good? All the time, God is good. Amen. God is good indeed. Father God, we want to thank you and bless your name for, for your grace. We want to say thank you, Lord, for what you have begun this morning among us. But Holy Spirit, we invite you now to take control, to lead, to speak to our hearts, to guide us into the truth, into the way, into the life. Speak to our hearts. May our lives be transformed. May our heart be receptive this morning to receive the seed of your word. Lord, I thank you for the miraculous this morning. I thank you for your power this morning. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are already moving among us, restoring lives, speaking the truth, transforming, changing, confirming your word, giving hope, directions, visions. We thank you, Father, Holy Spirit. I surrender to you for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This morning, I want to stay in this water. I want to stay in this river that is already here, and allow the Holy Spirit to flow and move. Allow the Holy Spirit to bless our lives this morning. It is so interesting that the mama of the house, Mama Esther, could come and reveal what God has been saying to her. Did you say this morning? Wow. Oh, my goodness. It is so interesting that God can lead us in that way, so we may know that He is the God that is alive. He is the God that speaks. He is the God that confirms His word. He is the God that is still at work in our lives and among us, even now, even right now. Amen. The title of my message this morning is Preparing for More, Moving into the Miraculous. Preparing for more. So, I mean, it's like I've done just the same thing, Mama Esther, during this weekend, this last few days, and I asked God, you know, since I had the chance, the privilege to speak on, you know, the last Sunday before the new year, and it happened to be the eve of the new year, what do you want me to say to your people? What do you want to do, Lord, among us? What is the direction? What are the guidelines for this new year coming? You know, and the Lord said, I want more because I want to do more. I want more from my people because I want to do more. I want to lead my people into the lands and the space where they have never been before. You know, I want to flow my rivers through my people. I want more from my people. You know, I nearly had the perfect Christmas this year. The perfect Christmas. But something happened on Thursday. You know, West Ham beat Arsenal. Yeah, this thing doesn't happen often, is it? So West Ham beat Arsenal. And my heart was a little bit filled with sorrow after that. But here is the interesting thing. Very, very interesting. You know, before the match, they asked the Arsenal manager, they asked him, because his team has been doing very well this season, they asked him, are you happy with your team performance? Are you happy with them? And here is what he said. He laughed and he said, I've never seen in my whole life somebody who never wants more. I've never seen somebody who never wants more. And he said, everyone I know wants more. He said, the press wants more. His wife. Yeah, my wife wants more also. My wife wants more. My players wants more. The fans wants more. Everyone wants more. The board wants more. So yes, I want and requires more from my team. More. And I think that 2024 is the year where we must step into more. We must step into more. Please listen to me carefully. I believe that 2024 is the year of supernatural awakening. These are the things that we kind of bury. We don't hear the string in the church anymore. It is the year where God wants the church to be a little bit more Pentecostal. More, Lord, more, Jesus, more. It is the year of a supernatural increase. Supernatural increase. 2024 is the year that the church must collaborate with the Spirit and desire more. 2024 is where we will see more of His glory, more of His power, more of God's achievements among us, more of salvations, more of healings, more of restorations, more of breakthroughs, more of transformation, more. So the church, as the body of Christ, we say, Lord, we give you space to do more. To do more. I think that 2024, the year 2024 is the year where we can desire and allow the Holy Spirit to move in our lives and achieve what He wants to achieve. We want to give the Holy Spirit His space. Come, oh God. Come, oh Holy Spirit. Come and do what only you can do. I give you my life as a vessel for you to move. Lord, I surrender to you. Lord, I am in love with you. I am in communion, in unity with you, so we can achieve greater this year. We can achieve more. Shaka. Sibrantalabasata. More than ever before, we live in an unpredictable. Excuse my English. I come from a country where we speak French. Now, you want me to speak French to you? No, you don't want that. Vous voulez que je vous parle français? No, vous voulez pas. You know, more than ever, we are living in an unpredictable time where nobody knows what is going to happen to our economy. Nobody knows what is going to happen to, you know, politically. Nobody knows what is going to happen socially, you know, spiritually. Nobody knows. We cannot predict. You know, we used to live in a time where, you know, when I came to this country many years ago, you know, everything was good. You know, you could tell what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow is like the continuity of yesterday. And we move and we enjoy life. Things are no more like that. No. Everyone could tell you that. So that's where we are. That is where we are. But it is very interesting because this time provides the perfect environment for God to do something, for the Holy Spirit to reveal Himself, for the church to reveal the light of Christ in this darkness. God wants to do more. God wants to do more. More than ever before. You know, we, the church, must align. I feel like Jesus is saying, church, it is time to switch on your lights to full beam. Wow. Switch it on, church. It is time for the believers. It is time for the church to walk by faith in the revelation, the understanding, the power, and the nature of the testimony of the New Testament and the gospel. Let's read our scripture for today. John chapter 14. John 14. The Bible says here, Jesus is talking to his disciple. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Jesus answers, don't you know me, Philip? Don't you know me? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The word I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence. Somebody say evidence. On the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the work I have been doing. And I will do even greater things than this because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is a very crucial time Jesus is talking to his disciple. But this morning, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the revelation and the manifestation. The revelation and the manifestation. You know, in 2024, we must get the revelation and move into the manifestation. Hallelujah. Revelation and the manifestation. We must walk in the revelation, the understanding of the power and the nature of the testimony of the New Testament and the Gospel. The Testament, the New Testament, the Gospel gives us the revelation of Christ, the revelation of Christ's testimony. He gave the New Testament, gives us those things. The revelation of Jesus' identity, who Jesus truly is. He also gave us, you know, the revelation of our identity. You see, it is so important, the revelation of our identity and the revelation of how we must live our lives. That is our mission. You see, so the manifestation of anything in our lives less than that is to fall short of the glory and achievement that is expected for of us. Fall short. The manifestation of anything less than that is to fall short of the fullness of his glory. I don't want to fall short of the fullness of. I want to see your glory, God. I want to walk in his glory. Jesus says, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this because I am going to the Father. It is fair to say that Jesus is calling the disciples No, I won't even say the disciple yet. Jesus is calling the believers. The believers. He's calling the believers to walk in a supernatural. In the supernatural. A supernatural that would change and transform the world around us. Jesus is expecting of the believer to walk in a supernatural that the world has never seen. But how do we know that? How do we know that? How do we know that? You know, the Bible says that a man came to Jesus by night. He came to Jesus by night and he says this. He said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who came, that has come from God, from the Father. We know because no one can do the things that you've been doing, you're doing, if God is not with him. Now, this man is a rabbi. This man is one of the leaders of the Jew. He sits in the council of the Jew. He knows that, you know, a teacher, a prophet does not come from God. But a teacher or a prophet is raised by God. A teacher or a prophet is sent by God, but not come from God. These people, because of, you know, the amount of the supernatural around them, around Jesus, they can identify. This is something that we have never seen before. Oh. We haven't seen that before. We haven't seen that before. Jesus' life, teaching, miracles, his preachings are different from anyone or anything they have ever seen. The Bible says that, you know, he taught not just, not like the other teachers, but the one who has authority. That is Jesus. Matthew 7:28-29. He taught like the one who have authority, you know, and they are amazed. So Jesus is calling the believer to walk in the supernatural in the year 2024. In this year, I mean, 2024. Now you're going to ask me, but what does it mean to walk in the supernatural? What does it mean? What is it? How? What does it mean to walk in the supernatural? What is the testimony of the New Testament? What is the testimony of the gospel? What is it? Matthew 11:2-5. The Bible says this. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciple to ask him. Now, you know John. God used John so powerfully to prepare the way for the Messiah. He baptized Jesus. Now he's in prison. And, you know, he was still confused. Is he the one? Or are we going to look for another one? Now, Jesus said this to John's disciples. Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you heard and see. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. those who have leprosy were cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the good news is preached to the poor. The good news of salvation is preached to the poor. Souls have been saved. The world is turned upside down. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Wow. That is the testimony of the gospel. That is the testimony of the gospel. The power and the anointing on Jesus were so great, great that everywhere he went, there must be miracles. Everywhere he went, something must happen. Everywhere he finds himself, you know, the power of God must be demonstrated. To be able to walk in the supernatural, we must have the revelation of Christ. This is the year that we need to have the revelation of Christ. We need to know who Christ is. You know, Jesus is not only your provider. He's not just your healer. He's not just your best friend. Jesus is not just your savior. Jesus is God inside of you. Jesus is God inside of me. We need to have the revelation. Listen, Paul says this. He says to them, the believers, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles, among this world, the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Can we carry hope in this 2024? Can we carry answers in this year? Can we carry the revelation of Christ? Can we carry God in this year? I want to carry God. Every day I say, Lord, I want to be the carrier, the vessel of your grace, of your life, of your anointing, of your mercy, of your blessing, of your deliverance, of your healing. I want to carry you, Lord. Allow me to carry you. Help me in my weaknesses. Help me in my daily life. But I want to be your vessel. I want to be your vessel. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right, the power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We are born of God. We have the God nature in us. That is the revelation of Christ. That is the manifestation of that revelation. Christ in us, the hope of glory. For I know who I am. For I know what my calling is. The revelation of Christ will determine the testimony of the believers. You know, when we fall short of that revelation of Christ, we are not able to fully manifest His glory, to fully walk as we should. It is time for the believers. It is time as believers that we realize the heavenly potential in us, the heavenly potential in our lives, the heavenly potential, the divine potential that we have. Jesus says to His disciples, if you really know Me, you will know My Father. If you really know Me, you will know My Father. And Philip asked him. He asked, show us the Father, and that will be enough. You see, sometime, the strongholds in our mind, you know, sometime the unbelief that has built up over times, those things can prevent us to see or to catch the revelation of Christ. You see, now for Philip, as a good, you know, as with his Jewish background, you know, he has been instructed that no one can see God and live. So he knows that no one can see God. But now you are telling me, if you have seen Me, you've seen the Father. How can he be? So there is a blockage, something that has built up in his heart. He is now unable to step into the new era. He was still living in the past. Where are we living? He said to Jesus, show us the Father. His understanding is, or what he was asking is, no, show us a manifestation of God, just as Abraham or just as Moses with the burning bush. Show us something. He was unable to see the manifestation of the character and the nature of God right in front of him. You see, we must see with fresh eyes this year, fresh hearts this year. You know, for us, what could it be? You know, the thing that we have heard over the past, you know, the system of this world that we live in, you see, those things can prevent us to see Christ or to receive the revelation and to walk in the manifestation of that revelation. I'm just going to land here. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to land here. 2024 is the year of more. The year of more. Because when we get the revelation, the manifestation follows. When we get the revelation, we can walk in the manifestation. Hallelujah. You know, the world around us, our community, you know, It is ready. It's ready. It's ready. They are ready. They are ready. Every time we go out, even when you knock on people's door, we do that. Let's not be shy. Let's carry the boldness of Christ. You know, the Bible says that on the day when one man catched that revelation, he went out and preached. And the Bible says that 3,000 people were added to the church. Let's be bold in 2024. What about your life group? What is your expectation? What about your family? What about your children? What about your community, your workspace? What is your expectation? What God want to do? Wow. More this year. More this year. What about this church? What about this church? More this year. Pastor Robin, more this year. More this year, more this year. More this year. We need to step up or step out. We need to. I finish. More, more, more. Say, Jesus, I want more. Say, I want more. Just prepare your heart now and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you where you are. Just receive, receive. Receive more now. Receive more now. Receive more now. Receive more. Receive more. As Robin comes and Jane comes, let's receive more. Let's receive more, more. Holy Spirit, would you send that wave, a wave of more? Wave of more. Fresh revelation of Jesus. Fresh revelation of Jesus. Jesus is the hope of this world. Fresh revelation of Jesus. Lord, we want more. I want more. I want more. More salvation. More salvation. You see, a guy called Thomas Akempis says this. He said, without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowledge. Without the life, there is no living. How would you know the way if you don't know where you are going? How would you know what to do if you don't know the truth? And how can you live if you don't have life? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And today, Jesus wants to give you new life. He want to give you new hope. Why don't you receive it? Why don't you raise your hand and say, Lord, I receive your life. I receive your truth. Jesus, I receive you. Come, Jesus. I belong to you. Come and transform my life. I give my life to you. And I choose to follow you. Because I can do nothing without you. Thank you, Jesus. If you pray that prayer for the first time and you want to give your life to Christ, can you raise your hand? If you pray that prayer for the first time, if you want to give your life to Christ now, if you want to know the way, the truth, and the life, can you raise your hand? I just want to pray with you. At home. Is somebody raising his hand or their hand? I just want to pray with you. Don't be shy. This is the day Jesus has made for you and for you. I just want to see your hand so I know who I'm praying for. So, Father, we thank you for Jesus, the revelation of Jesus, and the manifestation of Jesus. Amen.